You know, talking about turning seasons, and not to, badmouth snowbirds or anything, but my favorite part about the summer in Arizona is how easy it is to get around. And you get on the freeway, and you're there in no time. Am I the only one that notices that?
Well, and school is out also.
Yeah. My favorite time is after the sun goes down. Yes.
No, I like it really early in the morning.
Well, you
I
can jump see into it the whole pool. Time. Yes. Yeah, that's pretty.
Arbor Day tree selection, top five, but not exact, top favorite trees.
Well, you know, my favorite trees, well, there's just so many different varieties you can do here, number one. Just lots of different things, different climates, different styles. But I would say if I had to pick my favorite deciduous tree, it would probably be a red push pistachio. My favorite citrus tree would be a lemon tree because you can pick them for 6 or 7 months a year. My favorite desert tree, boy, that's a tough one. What's your favorite desert tree, Sharon?
Can't.
Oh.
I love
so many.
It. This time of year, Palo Verdes are my favorite with the yellow bloom.
But and I say that about a lot of things. Whatever is in bloom. I mean, I say that about my irises. Hey, I love whatever is in bloom.
You know, we certainly see it that way around nursery. But, you know, some really good desert trees are our native trees, like the Palo Verdes and mesquites and the ironwoods.
That ironwood day in and day out is probably my favorite.
Beautiful, but it has a lot of thorns. So you can go to the improved ones, and they have, like, the grafted mesquites that are going to be thornless. We have grafted Palo Verdes, which will be thornless, which is nice not to have stickers. And then if you get the if you want a really, really big tree, this acacia sinophila, shoestring acacia, if you want a 50-foot tree, if you want some shade with no water, if you have terrible soil, if your house freezes, you can't beat one of those for a monster. But it does make a big tree. And the sisu tree. You know, we used to think here that they were going to freeze and have problems. They might burn a little in the frost, but they all come back. And if you do want a tree big enough to cut down and build a house, you can cut down your big sisu.
We're going to bring Betty into the conversation. 1-888-767-4348 has a question about her tree. See if we can help give her the right direction and information she's called in for. Betty, good morning.
Good morning. I have a large chinaberry tree that shades the front of my house. A limb split out from the center area of the tree, and it's left quite a hole, you know, in the canopy. And the canopy is really large and full, and I'm thinking that we need to trim the outer limbs of the canopy to keep it from splitting further. And if we do that now, is it going to further damage the tree because the tree is already greened up?
You know, you could do some moderate pruning on it this time of year. It's certainly not the ideal time to prune by any means. However, chinaberries, amelia trees are really pretty, or Texas umbrellas, I like to call them, are, quite a hardy tree. So if you're going to do some moderate pruning, take some weight off, and you think it's going to, you know, prevent it from splitting in the future, I'd go ahead and do some pruning right now on my own tree. And if you want to do major pruning, save that for next year, December or January.
We appreciate the call, Betty. Let's bring Randy into the conversation. We were talking well watering earlier, tree wells, and he's got a question just about root migration as it relates to tree wells. Randy, good morning.
Morning. I've got a 20-foot dipu that I've got a drip on with two heads, probably putting out about 10 gallons an hour and every about 10, 12 hours once a week. And the tree is doing great. Once it fills up the well, water starts, you know, overflowing and running into the gravel around it, and it slopes away from the tree, basically with the slope of the land. And I was wondering, do the roots then migrate that way, and do you get more foliage on that side of the tree?
You know, they will, the roots are going to migrate that way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to get more foliage on that side of the tree. Trees, when they're in the wide open and have space, are going to tend to grow pretty symmetrical anyway. And most trees are going to balance themselves out fairly well. So if the water's, you know, chasing a root's chasing the water downhill, doesn't mean it's going to put a limb on that side of the tree more. But what I would do is probably fix up your well so it's not running away, so you can, you know, conserve most of your water, and that way the tree has a better chance to utilize it.
We appreciate the call. We won't have time to bring her on the air, but Donna has tomatoes that are staying green on the vines. Should she be concerned, or are we not ready for ripened tomatoes yet?
Oh, the tomatoes should be ripening right now.
you know, just a little. We've had such nice weather. I think a little more patience. I've never seen tomatoes not ripe. Have you?
No.
They'll turn red.
They'll turn red.
Or a bird will eat them, or, you know, squirrel will get them, or something happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you may just have some fried green tomatoes.
That perfect answer. Let's give our guests an opportunity to introduce themselves. And y'all are both exhibiting here at the fairgrounds at the Maricopa County Home Show the whole weekend.
That's absolutely right. So come out today and tomorrow between 10 and 5. And in the Gardener's Eden Landscaping, we have a wonderful display complete with pavers and open-close patio cover, which
I
is really,
really
great. It lets you control the sun. That Solera patio cover, we can put that up anywheres around Arizona. And
it's made out, it's not wood, so it's not going to splinter or rot.
All aluminum, that's a lifetime warranty on that. And you put it up and it's going to stay there. It can be any size, any shape, whatever meets your needs, along with any of the rest of the landscaping that you need. We can take care of you at that, or you can get your plants right down there at Gardener's World.
Sharon Pedersen, we appreciate the time. Mr. Brian Blake of Whitfield.
Yeah, come out and see us at Whitfield's. You know, we grow trees here in the valley. We have since 1946. Hey, we got shovels. We'll still do the digging. You can see a nice display here. Or come see us in the nurseries this weekend. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy this nice, warm summer heat.
Segment. As we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.